There was a story yesterday, an economist, a very well-known economist, Paul Dales, senior U.S. economist for Capital Economics. He said the United States housing crisis is now worse than the Great Depression, and that the market's going to continue to slide a bit more this year, and then it'll bottom out, and things will slowly start to rebound. But more and more people right now are upside down in their mortgage, where you owe more on your home than what it's worth. And in fact, that's getting worse as well. 22%, actually 23%, rounding it off, of homes with mortgages are underwater right now. In Nevada, it's 63% of the homes are underwater.
Well, the homeowners are underwater.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the question that a lot of people are asking is it moral to just walk away from your mortgage?
Everybody's doing it.
A lot of people are. And in some states, it's a really bad idea because the lender can sue you for the balance. But in Nevada, there are some houses where people owe $500,000 and the house is worth $150,000. And they're saying, look, we're getting killed here.
So no matter how much money they put into the house, they're never going to get that money back.
Probably not. No, it's probably never going to rebound if you bought at the peak in Nevada. And so the question is it moral to just walk away on, let's use that example, on a $500,000 home or mortgage on a home that's only worth $150,000. Here in our state, in Washington, we are in what's called a non-recourse state, which means the bank has, if you walk away from your mortgage, the bank has no recourse against you besides the repossession of your property. But they can't come after you for the difference. Because I think a lot of people, the reaction is, if you enter into an agreement, a contract, the moral thing to do, if you are able to keep paying on it, is to keep paying on it. But Time Magazine has an interesting column about this. They quoted a guy, George Brankert, a professor of business ethics. We should get him on the show. I'd like to talk to a guy about this. I'm fascinated by this. He said people have a moral responsibility to pay their mortgage. But the writer of this column says your highest moral responsibility is to your family, to provide to your, for your family. And if you're paying on a $500,000 mortgage on a house that's only worth $150,000, if you walk away from it, you're doing what's best for your family financially. And this is the best point this Time Magazine guy makes. He said, I think it's perfectly fine to walk away from your mortgage if, after evaluating all the factors, it's the best financial decision for your family because you are acting within the bounds of the contract in a situation that no one had predicted. No one put a gun to the mortgage industry's head and ordered them to make loans in non-recourse states in the midst of a housing bubble. Which is a great point.
It's a good point.
That the lender entered into this contract with you knowing that if things imploded and you walked away, that the bank would have no recourse against, or the lender would have no recourse against.
Now, you're talking about homeowners who are absolutely able to make that payment.
Yep.
And so you're pulling in still $1 million a year. You can easily make your payments.
Let's not say $1 million.
Well, let's just say.
Somebody who's making $100,000 a year.
Let's just say you're easily able to make that payment.
Okay.
Does it matter if it's easy for you? I mean, if you're able to make the payment.
Let me just wonder about this. Say it's easy for you to make that payment.
Right.
It's really not a burden, but it's still financially better if you walk away. So, you know, if you walk away from it.
But his point,
for your family.
His point, and I was not aware of this recourse state versus non-recourse state. Washington, our state, is one of, looks like about 10 or 12 states where the bank has no recourse if you walk away from your property. And the lenders entered into this contract with you knowing it's a non-recourse state, knowing, presumably, maybe they didn't foresee the housing market crashing.
Sure.
But they knew that it was a possibility. They had to.
Yeah, but.
Or they're abject morons who, you know, like the many people who thought, oh no, housing will never go down. And it's, if it's legal for you to do so and the bank has no recourse against you, is it immoral? I don't know the answer.
You're doing better for your family?
You're doing better for your family.
I have a problem with
this. Even if you were doing fine for your family before, you're still doing better for
your
family now.
You're doing better for your family now.
And that's the moral, that's fine.
Yeah.
Don't you have to consider, though, also the exam? I mean, if you're talking about what's moral and doing right by your family, aren't you also having to consider what you're teaching your kids? Because if you're somebody
Absolutely.
Who's just going to walk away from a mortgage that you signed into also, nobody held a gun to your head and said, you have to sign up for this house.
Right.
You went to the bank and said, I would like to buy this house. I would like you to give me the money so that I can buy it now.
But walking away is a legal option. It's a legal option that exists in our, I mean,
it might be legal, but it still does harm to people. It does harm to the lender who has to figure out now. I mean, that's now a bigger part of their budget that they're not having any money coming in for. Your neighbors who live in your neighborhood, this actually recently happened. My sister and her husband live in a neighborhood where one of the people were trying to move out and they were underwater on their home. And they decided, because they couldn't put the house up for sale, nobody was buying houses right now.
They walked away.
They were just going to walk away. And so they were going, and this woman came up and she told my sister, she said, you know what, we're just walking away from this thing. Very happy because she found out about this no recourse thing. And my sister didn't say anything at the time, but she was telling me this later. You know, that actually does damage to every one of our families because the value of our homes goes down now. And if any one of us
wants.
You don't think
no.
You don't think
no,
so?
No, the value of your home is based on what somebody's willing to pay. And whether somebody walks away or not. If
no, foreclosures are definitely bad for the neighborhood.
No. Well, this isn't a foreclosure. I mean, it's, oh, it has a similar effect.
The bank's going to turn around effect. And sell it for less. The comp is going to be lower and it hurts the neighborhood.
Okay, we're way late. We got to pick up on this tomorrow. This is a great topic. Yeah, no, it's a great topic because I think there are very, very legitimate arguments on both sides. So we'll to be continued. We'll get an expert on this, too, tomorrow.